Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sitting in the Front Row for Wednesday, September 19th. I'm Rick Gillespie, and with me is Koa Turner. Hi, Koa.
Hi.
Now, for those unfamiliar with you, tell us a little about yourself and your current involvement in professional wrestling.
I'm currently at Ohio Valley Wrestling. I also do shows for AEW Wrestling in Berwyn, Illinois, but I'm hoping to be a WWE diva in the future.
Now, when you say you do shows, what exactly does that entail? Are you a, ring card girl, a manager, a wrestler, a referee, what?
I'm a manager at AEW. And then for OVW, I'm training to wrestle.
And how exactly did you get involved with AEW? I assume that's like the first wrestling company that you were involved with.
I looked up their site on MySpace, actually, and I got invited to a show, and then I eventually started managing for them.
So, were you a lifelong fan, or, how did you get into the sport to begin with?
I started watching wrestling with my dad as a child. My favorite wrestler was Sting, and instead of actually watching, I always wanted to be involved, so this year, when I decided that I was ready, I looked up wrestling schools and chose Ohio Valley Wrestling.
To me, that's a very intelligent thing to have done. Now, there's going to be a lot of people, including myself, that probably aren't going to know the differences here. But as far as the classes go, what's the difference between the Derby City wrestling classes and the Ohio Valley wrestling classes, or is there a difference?
There isn't a difference. Derby City is Rip's class. It's actually the intermediate class, but it's still Ohio Valley. It's just Ohio Valley is more of the advanced class.
Well, I know there's an OVW beginners class. Is that the class that you're in?
Yes, that's okay, the class that I am.
That's the class headed by Joey Mercury, correct? Or whatever the hell he's calling himself today. I don't know if he's still calling himself that, but Matthews or whatever he's calling himself. Okay, I was telling you earlier, which I wasn't planning on doing actually, but I was telling you earlier, I was just going to sort of break it to you on the air, that the way I got into you, as far as, wanting you to be a guest on the show was, I saw the little advertisement that AAW had done. They stated that you had done a magazine shoot of some kind. I don't remember what it was. I'm not much of a guy, so I don't know. Stuff, Maxim, one of those. It may not have even been either one of those, but some magazine shoot that you did. And I decided to check out the article, and either AAW or the magazine shoot, I don't remember which one, they had your MySpace profile on it, and I saw the little note on your profile about how you were training with OVW. That was the first thing that got my attention because, people are automatically going to say, oh, look at her. She's a pretty face. She has no clothes on. We can see, what she wants to do, or we can see where she's going to, how she's going to get involved in the sport. She's going to use her looks, and then she's not going to care, and she's not going to learn to wrestle, and she's going to want to be a quote-unquote diva. But the second thing that got my attention about you, and I don't know if anyone's ever brought this up to you before, was that you sort of resemble Beulah McGillicuddy from ECW. Has anybody ever told you that before?
No.
No one's ever told you that?
No.
We have to make sure that you mention your website or your MySpace profile or something, because I definitely want people to see that. Do you think you do? Do you know who that is?
I don't know who she is.
Oh, my God. I kind of had a feeling something like that might happen. I was like, watch her not know who this is.
No, I don't know who it is. No, I watched WCW and the WWE growing up. I never watched ECW.
See, in ECW, she was in Stampede long before that, but my God, I don't know how old you would have been then. Probably not old enough to have watched Stampede, but she's currently Tommy Dreamer's wife is who she is now. But years ago, she was a manager for ECW. She managed Raven for a while, and she managed Tommy Dreamer for a while, and I'm sure I'm forgetting like 50,000 other people. But I don't know. I'll have to send you a picture or something of her so that you can see her. It's not an insult. But you do bear a slight resemblance. I don't know that I'd say you could pass for, but there's definitely a slight resemblance there. But that was the second thing that really caught my attention. And I really thought for sure, like, someone, you know, would have brought that up to you. Like, they would have said, oh, I don't know if you remember Beulah McGillicuddy, but my God, you look just like her, or, you know, however they would have said it. But,
I always get compared to Stacy Keibler and Maria.
The Maria thing I can sort of see. The Stacy Keibler thing, not so much, but,
it's because I'm, like, as tall as she is.
Right, I was going to say leggy, I guess, right.
Yeah.
That I somehow noticed.
Yeah, I got, like, 3 feet of legs, and I'm tall.
Now, I guess, I don't know if this is something you want to get into or not, but your day job, what do you call that? Is that fashion modeling, or what is that? What do you call that? I'm very not hip, not with the world, so you'll have to forgive me. I'm sorry.
I do a bunch of different things. I modeled. The magazine cover that I was on was Two Wheel Tuners, a motorcycle magazine. I'm a Calumet Harley-Davidson Angel. I'm working for bikegear.com right now. And I also do some dancing, and I just do a bunch of things. I keep busy.
And I don't know if you want to get into your personal life or whatever as far as things like that goes. I mean, if not, just tell me now, and I'll just move on to a different direction. I'm not sure what you do.
I have three kids. I have one daughter and two boys.
Really?
Yes.
I knew about the daughter. I saw the picture on your MySpace page, but I didn't know you had three children. That's very interesting.
The boys are on there, too.
Now, see, I didn't even notice that. Keep in mind, I have a short attention span, so it's easily possible that between my short attention span and bad memory, it's easily possible that I either didn't notice at all or did notice and just forgot.
Yep, 7, 5, and 2. My daughter's 7. Her name's Shania Kaylee. Tristan Ridge is 5, and Keith and Frank is 2.
So after this interview, I'm going to go back to your MySpace page so that I can point out to you that I saw your sons, too. And again, I kind of like to be unprepared, so to speak, you know, when I go on the air, because this is actually a chance for me to learn about you, too. It's, you know, I know almost nothing about you, really. So I thought, you know, that would be you would be an interesting guest to have on, because, you know, when you make it to TV, I can say, hey, look, there's someone I can bum money from, or, you know, someone that I can use to meet someone else famous or something to that effect. Stay with for a few days when I'm in Indiana. Something like that.
Well, if I make it to TV, I won't be staying in Indiana.
Well, I kind of figured not, but now, do you have an official website? There was a little something that I saw, but it's not up anymore, whatever it was.
That wasn't an official website. That was a friend of mine that had a web class that had to make a website and made some fake website.
Gotcha. Yeah, I noticed today before the interview.
Apparently.
I'm sorry, say that again, I interrupted you.
I said apparently the website was starring me, I don't know.
Well, I saw the little comment on your MySpace page about somebody saying, oh, when are we going to start your website? So I didn't know if you'd done one and didn't like it or whatever it was, I wasn't sure.
But I'm working on it.
If someone wanted to reach you as far as bookings and things, how do they do that?
They can reach me on my MySpace. It's www.myspace.com/KOA, K-O-A, Marie, M-A-R-I-E. It's one word on there.
Okay, and I'll when I post the show, I'll have the links, you know, up to all the relevant sites that you mentioned. So I'll have your MySpace page up and whatever else up. Just to prove, you didn't hear last week's show, I don't think, but just to prove that I'm not as egotistical as some people believe, I'll even move you into my top friends list so that people can find you on my MySpace page. And I won't even ask you to do the same for me. See, I don't always have to be egotistical, people.
Thank you.
So I'll put you right behind Julie Hart, who was our guest last week, which hopefully you won't say to me, who's that? But if you do, she'll be easy to tell you who it is, because she was once married to Bret Hart. I know you know who Bret Hart is.
I know who Bret Hart is.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Didn't want somebody
I know
to say,
who
you
Bret
know.
Hart is.
That's what I figured.
I kind of figured she was in the somehow related to the Hart family, though.
Yeah. That's her. Actually, if you ever saw Wrestling with Shadow, she's the one yelling at Hunter Hearst Helmsley in the backstage area right after the Montreal Screwjob.
Oh.
I don't know if you ever saw that film or not, but if not, you should see it.
I know about the Montreal Screwjob.
Check, you got to check. And I know you just woke up not too long ago. I think I woke you up, actually. But if you can remember, maybe I'll send you an email about it. You got to check out Wrestling with Shadows, because that's really awesome. Like, Google search it or something, because that's really an amazing film. And you would have probably been, like, in high school or even younger at the time. So you probably wouldn't have cared much about it. But
I've been out of high school for almost 10 years now.
So. Okay, I'm not exactly sure how old you are. I was assuming early to mid-20s.
I'm 25. Right. I will be 26 November 10th.
Yeah, so that's close enough, mid-20s. And I'm a little bit older.
But I graduated high school in 98 when I was 16. So you
actually would have been in high school. When the film came out, you would have been out of high school. But when everything was being filmed and covered, you would have been in high school. But back to your name for a second. And as you can see, I sort of just flip-flop all over the place here. Where did you get Koa from? Like, is that, you know, a common name that, like, I should know, or is there a reason I don't know that name?
I've never met anybody with my name.
Thank God, because I said that to Julie Hart about Oge, Owen Hart's kid, and she was like, dummy, that's been discussed 1,000 times. And I'm like, oh yeah, I knew that, yeah.
My name... I was named after the KOA campgrounds. My mom found the name in an unusual baby name book, and her best friend growing up's parents owned a KOA campground. So it brought back good memories, and that's what I got. It means princess in Hebrew and warrior in Hawaiian, and it's also the state tree of Hawaii, which almost got me arrested in Hawaii when I was there in May.
You may have to go into that for us. You can't just drop something like that and then try to move past it quickly.
Well, we were shooting on the beach, a calendar on the beach, and apparently Maui started some new law with no signs posted, mind you, that the beach closed at 7. And it's like 7:10. And the cop was watching us, like, across the street, knew we were doing nothing but taking pictures. And he decided to come over there, and he's like, what's your name? And I'm like, Koa. Is that your legal name? Yes. Are you sure? I'm positive. He's like, well, where's your ID? And I'm like, it's in the car. I can go get it for you. I was in a swimsuit. That's all I had. Was a swimsuit. And he's like...
Gee, that poor officer.
He's like, you can't go to the car. And then there were like 10 officers all of a sudden... And they thought I was seriously lying that my name wasn't Koa, because there's the state tree is Koa, and I guess it's not really a name over there. And the beach had a bunch of Koa trees on it, which I don't think helped me. And he told me I was going to jail if he ran my name, and that was not my name.
Why on earth would, even if it wasn't your name, let's say your name was Beth, why the hell would you go to jail for that? I don't get it. Is it sacred?
Know.
Maybe the tree is sacred and you can't.
I have no idea.
Works. Maybe it would be like walking around in an airport saying, you know, hijack or whatever. You know, they don't like you to do that.
I don't know.
You didn't
Hawaii
even ask?
Hawaii was not a fun vacation.
It doesn't sound like. Most people come back with stories from Hawaii and they're like, I met these beautiful island native girls and they were half naked and, you know, they served me drinks out of coconut shells and whatever else. And you come back with this story of, yeah, I almost got arrested.
The first day there. That was my first day. And I was there for 11 more days. Ooh. And it got to the point where I would walk into a restaurant and wouldn't say anything. And the women that were feeding people would say, you can't eat here. You have to leave.
Because of the incident or because of something else?
For no reason.
You don't know what the reason was?
They didn't even have a reason.
Like, do you think it was related to the fact that these police officers had stopped you earlier in the trip, or?
Oh, it was a different part of the island. We shot all over. I would walk in, and they'd be like, you can't eat here. I was not well-liked.
You didn't come in wearing what you were wearing at the photo shoots, did you?
No.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, why they would have wanted to stop you.
I came in wearing clothes.
You know, I could see if it was like all you had on was a bike. Then maybe they'd be like, ma'am, you can't eat here. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I didn't have a reason. It got to the point where the photographer would be asking, can she eat here when we walked in?
Wow. Remind me never to travel to Hawaii with you.
I won't be going back, I don't think.
Yeah, I'm a big fan, but the one time I went, I was just there for work purposes. It was a convention. I don't even remember what the hell it was, but I was head of some convention or something. And the gist of this story is just that I spent the whole time indoors, so I never even got to enjoy the place. To me, it just looked like every other hotel room I've ever been in. How was your trip to Hawaii? It looked like every other hotel. Well, didn't you get out? No. You know, I was there for like 4 days, and I think I was out maybe a total of 15 minutes the entire time, like from the airport to the hotel, to the, you know, hotel back, from the hotel back to the airport, and that was about it.
That sucks. Hawaii's absolutely beautiful.
Maybe one day I'll go back if I decide to stop being so lazy, if I decide to get off my couch. Okay, so getting back to your wrestling career for a minute. Actually, I want to go somewhere else. I'll go back to that. You said that you worked with, who did you say earlier, Fight Gear, correct? Did I say that?
Yes.
Are you also a fan of MMA, or is that just a coincidence?
It's a friend of mine that I was introduced to earlier this year that owns Fight Gear. And I actually went to my first MMA show through Fight Gear. And I kind of do like the violence. I actually did really enjoy the show.
Yeah, that's our specialty. Actually, my website, that's what I do for a living, is I cover pro wrestling and MMA. And this podcast, hopefully next week, we'll have an MMA guest booked. I'm trying to get away from females and from wrestling for, you know, at least 1 week anyway, since the last two weeks. Well, because it just coincidentally was that Julie Hart had automatic. She had already been booked as my first guest. I do a regular podcast with a group called the Combat Hooligans. That's not really weekly because I very rarely ever show up. I told you I don't get off the couch. But when I show up, that's who I do the podcast with. I decided that I kind of wanted to do my own thing because, you know, that's sort of a panel type of thing where somebody brings up a topic and then everybody gives their thoughts on it. And, you know, I kind of just wanted to do a one-on-one, like, you know, getting to know somebody who's famous or going to be famous or whatever type of interview with people. And I decided to do this. Julie was the first guest by default just because, you know, we'd been talking about that forever. And then I saw your MySpace page, and then I wanted to book you for the second show. So that's this week. And so people are like,
honored.
People are like, do you only interview women or something? I was like, no. But, you know, I want to make sure people don't get the wrong impression because after two women, I can't believe it's already come to this, but I've had people email me and go, so I get it. Sitting in the front row means that you only interview chicks.
That's funny.
So I've done the wrestling theme twice. You're the second guest. And then next week, I want to do male and MMA so that we can differentiate it up so that people don't look at my page, see the guests, and go, oh, I've already figured it out. It's women and wrestling. Goodbye.
Well, women in wrestling is the best. So what do you do?
I think so too, but there's a lot of people that love to complain. So as you learned in Hawaii.
Yeah.
But, okay, so do you have any favorite fighters?
In MMA?
Yes. I don't know how much you know about the sport or whatever. I guess not.
I don't know anything about the sport.
Okay, then getting back to wrestling, who are some of your favorite people to work with? Because I don't even know who you've worked with or anything, so.
I've only had one match, and it was a battle royal. I've only been at OVW since February of this year.
Well, but I mean, even as a manager or whatever, I don't necessarily mean wrestle with. I just meant overall, like, you know, when you were a manager, was there anybody that you got a chance to work opposite of or work with that you were like, wow, this is great. I hope I can do this again.
I like working with Derek St. Holmes at AEW. He just cracks me up. He's really funny. He's a really funny character.
Now, does he have a MySpace page or a website, just in case people aren't familiar with him?
Yes, he does have a MySpace page. He is on my MySpace page, but I don't know what his URL is.
Is he in the top, or would they have to look for him?
You would have to look for him.
Okay. You said Derek St. Holmes?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure I understood. I'll see if I can get his, I don't know if he... You know, if he's going to get pissed at you for the free publicity, but I'll see if I can find his, and then I'll post that up, too, on the site so that people can click on there if they want to find out who that is. You said Sting was your favorite wrestler growing up, which seems so weird to me, like, when I talk to people, you know, that, like, people that are adults can say my favorite wrestler was Sting growing up. I talk to some wrestlers, and they're like, my favorite wrestler, you know, was Shawn Michaels when I was a kid. And I'm like, Jesus, by the time Shawn Michaels really got anywhere, I was an adult. So that makes me feel a little guilty, but not guilty, yes. But bad, I guess.
My favorite wrestler is Sting, and it is still Sting.
Really? Now, do you even watch TNA? Because I don't.
I watch the parts that Sting is on.
There you go. You ever met him or anything? Or?
No, but I was front row last year at their Bound for Glory pay-per-view.
Who else did you like, or who are you a fan of now?
I like Shawn Michaels.
Ah.
I like The Undertaker. I like Triple H.
That's a smart way to be elevated quickly in OVW is to say, I like Triple H. I am kidding. Please don't get mad. It's just kidding.
Oh, I have a funny story, but I can't tell you when I'm being recorded.
Oh, I'll get it afterwards. I promise, yeah. I won't say anything to anyone.
But I liked Diamond Dallas Page growing up. Trying to think of any of the newer stars that I like, but I can't really think of anybody.
God, to me, those are the newer stars. I'm listening to you, and I'm like, geez. You know, when I was a kid, my favorite wrestler was Ivan Putski. And the reason I liked Ivan Putski was because, you know, I'm 6'3", but I weigh nothing. I'm like 170, maybe, on a good day. And when I was a kid, pretty much even then I was really tall and thin, and I thought he was so awesome because, you know, he was like 5'7", but he probably weighed like, you know, 270 at the time, and it was all rock solid muscle, natural, I'm sure. But just as a child, I thought that was really awesome, that this, you know, this big powerful guy, you know, could be 5 foot whatever he was. And later Hulk Hogan too I liked, but that was after the Putski for me. So I consider these people you're running down as the newer generation of stuff.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. It just shows you how quickly you get old, I guess. Because pretty soon, you know.
I feel old sometimes, too.
Pretty soon you'll be interviewing someone or talking to someone, and they'll go, oh, you know, some of the people that I like, the older stars, I like that Joey Mercury, you know. And
yeah.
You'll say, wait a minute. Older stars. He was around when I was around.
Great wrestler.
Huh?
Joey Mercury is a really great wrestler, though.
Actually, he is. And we probably could get into some stories about him, because I've known him for quite a while. But we're not going to do that, because I'm not in the mood.
Okay with me.
If you decide you want to bring it up later, we'll bring it up and talk about it. But if not, nah.
So is Tank Tolan. Tank Tolan's a really good wrestler, too.
Now, I don't know a whole lot about him, but I noticed that you had him on your top friends list to your MySpace page, so I figured you two were pretty tight.
Well, before Joey was teaching
the
beginner's class at OVW, Tank taught it.
Yeah, I remember that. I didn't know if that's where you'd met him or if you'd worked with him somewhere else or what.
Well, that's where I met him.
Yeah, I, actually, because of you, I friend requested him, because I'd been given his URL before, but I can't always confirm everybody, and I don't want to have a page full of fakes. So my big thing is, you know, even if 15 other people have confirmed it for me, if I can't do it myself, I won't add them, just to make sure, you know what I mean. So once I saw that he was on your page, I was pretty sure he was legit. So I was like, well, if she's training in OVW, she's got to know whether it's his MySpace page or not. But I've had other people tell me, and I'm like, God, I don't believe you. Shut up.
Yeah. Yes, I he was at Ring of Honor out in Chicago Ridge, Illinois this past weekend, which was a really good show.
So you were there?
Yeah, I just watched it with some friends from AEW.
Gotcha. It's very interesting, I must say. Do you feel that there's maybe something that, I don't know how often you're interviewed. I know when I asked you about this thing, you were like, what's a podcast? So that was pretty shocking to me because I figured you'd probably been a guest on thousands of them. But is there anything that maybe...
No, this is my first podcast.
As far as interviews go, though, is there anything that you would answer if someone asked you, but you're surprised that no one ever has? I don't know if that question makes sense, but...
I don't really do interviews, so... This is my first, so I don't know.
I just want to make sure everybody heard that correctly. This is her first. This way, remember, if you make it big, I'm taking the credit for it. I'm going to say, hey, I had her on my show when she was a nobody, and look at her now. It can't be a coincidence, people. Then when you get on TV, you can throw a symbol my way that only I would know or something, and I can be like, there, she did that for me, look.
Okay, that's a deal.
I'm sure we'll remember this come a couple years from now. But I don't know, I thought that was very, very interesting. And I'm sure most guys, particularly, they could probably think of a million things to ask, you know what I mean? Like, is such and such hot? But unfortunately, I don't, I know nothing about the outside world. Like, I pretty much only know MMA and wrestling, so I'm a fairly boring guy, so I don't know what to ask you about. I don't know what to say, you know, have you ever worked with this, you know, this bikini model, or have you ever worked with this person, or whatever. I don't know how to ask any questions like that, but... I did see a picture on your MySpace page of you and Abyss together. How'd that come about?
Oh, that was at the fan fest in last year's Bound for Glory.
Oh, okay. That was the Bound for Glory that you were talking. And I figured it probably was.
He did a show for Kingpin in Detroit in December, but I have another picture at that Kingpin had invited me to the show. And it's actually the other picture I didn't have posted, but it's with the TNA title because it was while he was champ.
Any OVW related stories you can actually share on the air?
No.
You got to be kidding. No.
No, they're very confidential.
Nothing that you could share, even not using names. Maybe even just a fellow trainee or something. No. I'm not necessarily looking for dirt, like, you know, who boffed who or something like that. I just meant, any funny or interesting stories or, you know, anything you learned while you were there that you're like, wow, I really appreciated that day. You know, any eye-opening experiences for you?
Well, one of the hardest parts of wrestling that I was trying to learn was trying to go over the top rope.
Mm-hmm.
It was something that Tank Tolan and Seth Skyfire was trying to teach me like the very first day that I was there, and I just couldn't get it. In fact, I got a scar on my calf from hitting it on the corner of the ring. Trying to go over, I hit it on the metal part of the ring, which wasn't fun, but I didn't let them know that I hurt it. They actually had to see it the next week. It was still, like, cut open, and I forgot all about it, and I think I had shorts on, and they're like, I knew you hurt yourself. I was like, oops. But what finally made me learn was they put me in a battle royal, and the only way to get eliminated is you have to go over the top rope. And it was my first match. It was a dark match for the OVW TV taping, and so that's I learned. I went over the top rope perfectly, actually, in front of everybody, in front of the whole crowd, and everybody in the back watching on TV, so I was quite proud of myself that day.
I just, I don't know. You were mentioning the dark match for the TV taping, and I was like, geez, you know, I don't ever remember, other than that AAW piece, I don't ever remember hearing your name before. And I think even when I looked it up, you know, when I Googled it, I didn't find too many wrestling-related searches. And I think the ones that I did were all AAW-related. So that was another thing I was going to get into, but you sort of answered the question. I was going to ask you, like, you know, when and where do you actually work? I know you've only been training, what, since February, so it's not like you've been training forever, but... You know, I didn't know if you did Derby City shows or, you know, if OVW had their own, like, you know, non-WWE-related type of spot shows or whatever it was. Because they're almost always using someone nowadays from WWE, whether it's developmental or otherwise, so. But you actually worked, what, at the, what's it called, the Davis Arena. Is that correct? Which it wasn't, see, when I lived in Indiana... That wasn't even the Davis Arena back then. That the Davis Arena was in Jeffersonville, which I don't know if it still is or not, but it was a completely different building. I do remember that. And then WWE got them this new thing. I don't know. I want to say like 6 or 7 years ago. I could be wrong about it. It could be 8 or something. But they got them this new building that was supposed to be like state-of-the-art, you know, air conditioning and the whole nine works or whatever it was. I assume that's where they are now, correct?
We have air conditioning.
Yeah. See, then none of that back in my day. Missy. Back in my day, little Missy. It was fans and open doors, and I think TV tapings held like maybe 50 people. I actually still have some of the house shows on tape. I should send them to you. It's people
That'd
like Mike Samples and the Phantoms. And I mean, it's nobody that, like, you know, it's not like, oh, yeah, I remember The Rock was there before he was there. Wasn't. Nobody, we're not that lucky to have those kind of people. But, you know, not that there's anything wrong with Samples and the Phantoms, but I don't know if people, you know, outside of that area would really know who those people are. But so where did you grow up, actually? This would be a good question.
I grew up in Chicago. I moved to Chicago when I was 5.
Because you had said to me you didn't always live in Indiana, so.
Yes, I moved to Indiana when I was 19.
That was for what purpose?
I was dating a guy that lived in LaPorte, Indiana, and we only dated for about 5 months after I moved out here. But I never left Indiana because it's a lot cheaper than Illinois. I'm not a big fan of Chicago, though. So.
No, that's all right. Trust me, I say things like that all the time. And they're pretty much used to it on this show. But I lived in Aurora for a while. I don't know if you know where that is, Illinois. It's right outside Chicago.
I know where that is.
Yeah, it's like 5 minutes.
My best friend growing up moved out there. But, yeah, I don't like Chicago traffic. Like, it's horrible. I don't like Chicago. I can't deal with the traffic. I'm one of those that get horrible road rage.
Yeah, see, that's me. I don't mind a lot of people in one place as long as it's a big place. I don't like a lot of people in a small place, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mind if I... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I never get stuck in traffic in Indiana, so...
Right. Yeah, that was one of the better things about living there, definitely.
It never fails whenever I get it. My parents still live in the Chicago area, so whenever I have to go visit them, I get stuck in traffic, and it just pisses me off.
See, I can't even ask, like, you know, like, did you watch any, say, local wrestling as a kid? Because the local wrestling out of that area, if you were a kid, would have been AWA, and that's not even local, really, but that's, like, who you would have had, I suppose, as far as, you know, who ran in your area.
Yeah, I didn't watch local wrestling as a kid.
When did you start? What year with your father?
I think I was 12.
That's a kid, really. I'd say 12 is still a kid.
Yeah, I was 12. I was flipping through stations one night after he went to bed, and I saw Sting, and I'm like, ooh, who is that?
And what's he doing?
I still have a poster of Sting on my bedroom wall.
He didn't sign it, did he?
No.
Oh, you should have took it to get it signed.
I didn't think about it.
He was in TNA last year.
Yeah, he was in TNA. Why do you think I was going to the bathroom?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying you could have brought the poster with you and gotten it signed by him.
Well, he wasn't supposed to be at FanFest, so.
Oh, really? You see, I don't, I totally phased that company out of my mind. Like, myself, my podcast, my website, we act like it doesn't even exist.
Oh, wow.
I care nothing about that company. I just cannot wait for them to just keep spending and spending and spending so they'll be gone. No offense, I know you like your boy to have a job and stuff, but he don't need the money. He's fine.
I know he doesn't need the money.
I don't know if you have any other friends there, but if you do, sorry. I can't wait for him to be out of work. I actually have some friends there, and I can't wait for them to be out of work.
What happened with you and TNA? I want to hear this story.
It's just that they it's just so offensive. It's like, you know, they came up with this idea, quote-unquote, came up with, as in quotes, because they didn't come up with this idea, but they came up with this idea to have weekly pay-per-views, which was something Vince McMahon actually came up with, you know, 15 years ago and realized it wasn't going to work. You know, so then they got credit for being original for that. That already annoyed me right out of the box. But I was like, well, I cover pro wrestling, so I have to be fair. I can't show bias. So then I tried to watch it and tried to cover it and just – the more I watched it, the more sick I got. It just, the whole thing from top to bottom. My opinion of Dixie Carter, and, you know, not that you really care about this, but I just think she's a star fucker. Like, not literally, but I mean, she's not in the sport to make money. She's in the sport to meet famous people and have her picture taken with them and go, I know Christian. I know Kurt Angle. I know Sting. I just don't feel like she's actually involved in the sport to do anything for the sport other than, you know, pad her wall with autographs and pictures of herself with famous people, which there's nothing wrong with that, of course. I mean, hell, I wish I had a job like that, but I wish daddy would be like, here you go, son. Here's a company for you to run and, you know, into the ground.
Wow.
It's nothing that they've personally done to me. I'm not impressed with the whole setup from top to bottom. How the hell can you possibly, you know, nothing against guys like Kurt Angle, nothing against guys like Samoa Joe, nothing against guys like Christian, but other than Samoa Joe, everybody's already seen these guys push to the moon elsewhere. How can you have somebody like Christopher Daniels and just ignore this guy? I mean, you must be a fan of Christopher Daniels, you know, work.
He's an awesome wrestler.
Yeah, I mean, the guy is amazing. I remember actually telling him one time, you know, we were talking about why he'd never been signed by WWE or whatever. And, you know, he said flat out, look, you know, they don't owe me anything. And I was like, actually, I disagree. I think they do owe you something because of how talented you are. You know, like, that's how gung-ho I was about them signing him. And I sort of feel like TNA is a place where people that are good wrestlers, they end up there, and then if they spend any significant amount of time there, they have to be retaught how to wrestle the right way again.
Wow.
I just don't feel like it's you know, I feel like it's regressive and not progressive for a wrestler's career to sign there. I mean, look at Jay Lethal. You know, a year or two ago, this guy had Mondo potential, you know? Like, people were like, oh, he's going to be a huge star. And, you know, I tried to get him with WWE, but, you know, they said he wasn't big enough or whatever yet. And I look at him now and I'm like, if he ever showed up at a WWE show, he'd be like a deer in headlights. He would have no idea what to do. He has to be retaught again from scratch. It's kind of like London and Kendrick. You know, so many people are upset because they can't do their 53 flips to the floor. But if you look at those guys 3 years ago, and you look at them today, they're much better wrestlers today than they were 3 years ago. And I feel like that's because they worked in WWE. I feel if they would have stayed with the Ring of Honors or the you know, TNAs or the whatever the hell they were, Hustles and whatever the hell they were affiliated with. I don't even remember who they worked for, but 01, I think it was. But whoever it was they worked with, I feel if they would have stayed with those groups, it would have been regressive to their career. They would have had to start over from scratch. And in a way, those people are kind of harder to train than people that just started out.
Yeah, you learn fast in the WWE. You learn fast at OVW.
But I think you also learn correctly. Learning fast is one thing. Learning right is another thing entirely. And I just don't see where TNA is grooming people to be future stars. I mean, do you disagree with what, like, do you look at something and go, wow, that's going to be huge money someday?
Yes, but...
Well, with TNA.
So with TNA, no.
You do that with TNA.
No.
Well, see? And, I mean, again, you know, it sounds harsh, but I just got tired of being politically correct and, like, tiptoeing around it and like, you know, having to act like I wanted to watch it. I don't even want to watch it. And I work for myself, so I'm fortunate enough where, you know, if I don't want to watch it, I just ain't going to watch it. Who cares? And I thought, well, maybe website hits would suffer or something, but they never did. I don't think the average person even cares about it anymore. I think they're as sick of it as I am.
I don't know. They have some fans.
Well, they do, but look how much money they're spending to get those fans. You know, take a look at the UFC. You watch MMA. Take a look at the UFC. They're being given by Spike TV, you know, $110 million for their programming. TNA is still paying Spike TV to air their programming. I mean, don't you see that this sums wall in this picture? They've been on the air the same amount of time.
With that picture.
Well, right, but the problem
is
not.
I didn't know that, though.
It's not with Spike TV, it's with TNA. Spike TV knows where their bread is buttered. They know that UFC is going to make them far more money than they're going to kick back out to them. Whereas with TNA, TNA has limited options because they have nothing to offer other stations that they don't already have on their own.
I did not know that.
Well, you don't think TNA wants you to know that. Why do you think when they send out a press release, they're like, you know, such and such from Spike TV said, oh, TNA is great, and I only wish that there was one of them when I was growing up. Then we could have 9 of them on our station and make gobs more cash. They're not going to tell you that in the press release. Like, we're the dumb fucks that we've been on the air the same amount of time UFC has, but yet they're making hundreds of millions of dollars and we're spending tens of millions of dollars a year. Obviously, they got to paint the best picture possible, and the best picture possible is, hey, we have 2 hours. Woohoo! Although it would be no different than if, you know, say you and I went to a pizza place. Say, I know this is going to be hard for you, but it'll be easy for me. Say you and I were on a date and we went to a pizza place and I ordered you 2 pizzas and you were like, oh, I don't like these pizzas. And I was like, but there's 2. Wouldn't you be like, what the fuck does that have to do with anything? I don't like the pizza I just told you.
Yeah.
So I have to put the best possible spin on it. Oh, those pizzas are terrible. How could you buy those? And I'm like, but it was buy one, get one free.
I love your announcer voice.
Which one would that be? Because is that the one where I go like this? Or are you talking about my regular self?
It's that one.
Nobody likes my regular voice. People always think it's fake, but.
What, your regular voice?
Yeah. They're always like, oh, why do you try to sound like that? That's stupid.
It's really deep.
Yeah, that's a new one. Never heard that before. Well, somehow this became the anti-TNA show, which I definitely never intended it for it to become. But thank you for allowing me to rant during what was supposed to be your chance to shine here.
Oh, no, it's fine.
I'm a very unselfish person. I think before I go off too much more on TNA, we'd better prepare to wrap this thing up. But do you feel like maybe there's something that we didn't get a chance to cover that you'd like to before we go? Or
no.
Think now. Don't think about TNA. Don't think about my announcer voice. Try to block all that out and see if you can remember something, a website or and anything, you know, a project you're working on or something. I know you always have to, like, vote for me at such and such. I think that's you. I'm not sure. Maybe it's not.
Yeah, I was in the top 10 for the Stuff Magazine contest, but that ended. I was the Chicago representative. That could have been what you found me at, too.
It's possible. I can't really remember. Again, I have my memory's not so good anyway, so.
But I'm not in any contests right now, shockingly. But, just thefightgear.com, I guess. Eventually, I'm going to be their model for their clothing line, so check that out. And my MySpace, which is www.myspace.com/Koa Marie.
One word. Remember that.
One word. And there's the AAW wrestling site, which is www.aawrestling.com. And think that's it.
Let me ask you a question, sort of unrelated now to what we were saying. In fact, I'll go ahead and wrap the show up, and I'll thank you for being on, and I'll thank whomever actually stuck around for my TNA rant for listening, and we'll go ahead and close this up. Thanks again, and I definitely appreciate it, and I'll be sending you a link to the show when it's done, and I'll put up all the, you know, the applicable links from the different websites that you mentioned. I'll put that up on my site. So I guess that'll do it. I don't have an official outro, so to speak, but thanks for joining me, and people, thanks for listening.